Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Oh, we've had some trials, but it is all right. But today is a good day. Every day that we're alive is a good day, a wonderful day, a marvelous day. And this day is the day that the Lord God Himself has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We will rest in the knowledge that God Himself is in control. We're going to relax, let go, and let His good come forth. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His most holy name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We just thank God today for this time, this precious moment that He allowed us to come together and spend time with each other. Well, just praise the Lord. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are here, and this is the Remnant Ministries Tea Time with Jesus and Me. Hallelujah. A nice cup of hot tea, and those who just have to have their coffee, I'm not mad with you. We can just do that too. Hallelujah. We're not fit in a box because God didn't make us all the same. Our taste buds are different. So whichever pleases you, just grab it and let's do it. And we say, well, why we say tea? Well, we could just be break. Yeah, but we're building a relationship with God, intimate relationship, and a nice hot cup of tea with your feet up, with your word open, or just your eyes closed and thinking about the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for you. Ah, glory. Your soul is just going to leap up. So it's just a setting for an intimate time with the Father. Hallelujah. And if you notice, I will go back and forth with Jesus or Yeshua. Jesus is what I was raised and taught in. But when I found something different, let me just share this with you real quickly. I was just sitting one day, and it came to me. And what English? I went and researched how old or when the English language, as we know it, came about. And some says 409, some says 406. Even saw some research that says it was 439. Nevertheless, it was a lot of years after Jesus was on the scene. And I said, well, what did the angel tell Joseph and Mary to name him? When Mark recalled Jesus' statement, in my name, what was the name? I had a hunger to know, what was that name? Hallelujah. Because Jesus said, in that name. Hallelujah. And the closest that I could come is Yeshua. Hallelujah. It says that He spoke Aramaic. And yes, they did speak Greek at that time. And that's another lesson for another time. But He had a Galilean accent. Hallelujah. And that's another lesson for another time. That's how Peter, I know that southern accent, I know that northern accent, even though you're speaking English. Another lesson. So yes, I'll go back and forth until I just get settled in my spirit. Yeshua. Hallelujah. In that name, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We just bless the Lord. God is so good. I don't care if it looks like everything is just going north or south, east or west with you. God is good. It's just established that He's good. No matter what's going on with us, God is good. Hallelujah. That's just him. He's a mighty good God. So we thank him for his kindness and his mercy and his grace. Let us go to the throne. Father God, we come in the name of Yeshua, blessing your most holy name, thanking you, Father, for this day, for truly this is the day that you have made. And we will rejoice, hallelujah, and be glad in this day. Everything that we need for this day, the wisdom to make the right decision, knowledge and understanding. Yes, Lord, clear our hearts and our minds. Remove frustration. Remove stress. Ah, glory, hallelujah. Oh, breathe on us this morning, Spirit of the living God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, it's mid-morning, but thank you for bringing us thus far. Hallelujah. Glory. And breathe on us. Breathe, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Remove all things that were the distractions that would cause us to look in another direction or be doubtful, fearful. Hallelujah. For you are the God who protect your people. You are our shield of defense. You are our rescuer. You are a mighty fortress. Hallelujah. Bless your name. And we thank you, sovereign God. Hallelujah. Absolute power and absolute authority. Glory. Hallelujah. Our trust and our confidence is in you, Almighty God. We may not understand everything, but we trust you. We raise our hand to heaven and we bless your most holy name with bowed knees and a bowed head. Raise hand to heaven and we thank you, Almighty God. We glorify you, we magnify you, we extol you. Hallelujah, for you are good. You're merciful and you're kind. And we thank you, God. We know that your eyes see all things. So we've asked, Father, for your mercy. We ask for your protection. We ask that you provide, Almighty God, for those who are in need. We ask that you comfort those who are mourning, Almighty God. Thank you for giving hope to the hopeless, Almighty Father. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, have your way. Hallelujah. Turn bad situations around just in the middle of it. Ha! Glory. Hallelujah. Reverse evil thoughts and intent. Ha! Right now, Almighty God. Ha! Hallelujah. Hey! Glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua, turn it around, Almighty God, for your glory. Hallelujah. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you, Almighty God. We thank you. We're leaning and depending on you. For you and you alone are our help and our trust. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Remember the school children from the youngest to the oldest. Hallelujah. Protect them, Almighty God. Remember the doctors who are caring for your saints, young and old, Almighty God. Relax them. Give them a heart of compassion and wisdom to know where they can go to their limit and know that you are the final answer to any situation. Allow them to remember they are just men, Almighty God. Remember those in the government, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Almighty God. We thank you for fixing all the things that are crooked in the government, Almighty God. Regardless to the evil intent, let good come forth, Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Bring peace in homes, Almighty God. Bring marriages together, love and kindness towards each other. Fathers being fathers indeed. Mothers being mothers indeed. Meet every need, Father, and we thank you and we glorify you. For you and you alone are worthy of our obedience and our praise. Hallelujah. Thank you for this day. Bless the Lord. God is so good. Hallelujah. You know, started out, and I hope that we continue. You know, I said a few of these episodes, the beginning was just trials for me to, see the format and get comfortable with it, because I really want it to be something that you can take away and use it, and really, really have been heard something that would reassure you and that you're on the right track when you're building your relationship with God. Just an encouraging moment. Hallelujah. Well, we started out with our building our confidence in God and in ourselves and the things that God has called us to do. Some of us are 70s or 80s or teens or young adults, middle age, whatever that is. But I can't do it. We've heard people say that you can't do it. Oh, why are you thinking like that? Just be satisfied. That was more in my era. Just be satisfied with where you are. You have this, you have that. Learn to be satisfied. But there's a churning and an unction that you know that it's more than that. And you sort of lost in that vision, you thought. But we have to realize that God's way, God's time, and God's will. We'll think, oh, I failed. Think about this. God has set a time for each one of us to accomplish a task for him. Okay? So we have to make ourselves ready and available. We don't know. It may be the early part of your life, the middle part of your life, the latter part of your life. But say to God, I am available to you. Remove fear and doubt from me. And I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes. It may be a struggle. It may be a hard, because you may have to go back to school. You may, and oh God, but God can make it easy for us once we're where he wants us to be in preparation for that he has called us to. And it may be none of those things. It may just be life experiences that will bring you to that point. You will remember. As my moment was late bloomer, a friend of mine, she was wrestling with some of the same things that her pastor said to her, used the term late bloomer. And then I thought, with audacity, yes, with the determination that I will do it, I can do it. And all of us can do it. We'll say, oh, if I knew then what I know now, I would do it. But you're still breathing. You know it. So you can do it. Just as simple as that. You are breathing. You know it. Why not do it? It came to you for a reason. Time. For you to step out and do what God has called you to do. Simple as that. Too many times we make our own plans and we just go flying off doing our own thing. But my brothers and my sisters, it comes a point in time where we have to be about our Father's business. He'll let us go on. So there are different, you know, there's life, basic, everyone has it, but our journeys are different. And God had a plan for you and I. And let's tune into him so that we will be in line with the plan, with his plan. There are some flowers that come up every year. There are some that bloom only one time. One time. There's some that only bloom once in 100 years. Come on. God got a plan. But we ask God to remove fear, remove doubt, remove stubbornness, cleanse our ears and our eyes and our heart at the set time, the ordained time, for us to step out to do what he has called us to do, we will be ready. I pray that we are building our relationship with him, talking about God, building that relationship, securing yourself in him more and more, building yourself up. I know my God. Hallelujah. I know my God. I trust my God. He is a good God. And his intent for me is good. He knows what he has sent me here to accomplish. And I will bring it to pass in Yeshua's mighty name by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can do. Now, this is the scripture that we're going to read this morning. John 15, starting at the first verse. Listen, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth much fruit. Now you are cleansed through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. That's a good place to study. Just study the word, study on it. Read different translations. Just take the time and study that. It's good. God is good. Know what he's saying and what he is requiring of us. Amen. God is so good. God is so good. Let's do Jeremiah 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, that ye shall call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That was Jeremiah 29:11-13. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is good. When we seek him with all our heart, not just haphazardly, just, oh, by the way, okay, no. But you want to know what he is saying, what he's requiring of us, of you, of me, when we go to him. If we go to our Father, knowing that he loves us, he cares for us, and belong to him. Now listen to Psalms 1:1-4. There again, it would be really good to do a word study on it. Listen carefully. There's so much in this scripture. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. 4. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Let it just settle in. Not my brothers and my sisters. My sisters and my brothers. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Hallelujah. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest phrase, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all over ground. Hallelujah. We trust God. When it's good, when it's bad. But we line ourselves up with what his word has said. And we, one, repent for all unrighteousness. Repentance is good. It's needed. If you're not saved, you ask God to come into your life. You ask Him for direction and understanding and clarity so that you can be obedient to Him. And you learn of Him and His way. Is a turning away or a turn away from the old and come into the newness of life, God's will, God's way. But you need to be taught. You need to read your word, the Holy Scriptures, and you need to get to know your God. You won't know Him overnight. You won't grow into a super saint overnight, or you know it. You will be. I don't like to use that word, super saint, but you will be strong in the Lord every day, every year, stronger and stronger in the Lord. And remember Psalms 1, getting your counsel. The Holy Ghost will lead and the Holy Ghost will guide. The Holy Ghost will give instruction. Yes, He will. He will comfort you. He will bring all things new to you. Hallelujah. God will make all things new. And the Holy Ghost will bring the word back to you. Oh, you'll be surprised how He'll just bring it to you, the reminder of certain things. So He'll encourage you along the way. If you're saved, sanctified, continue in your growth and in your salvation. Don't stop in thinking that you have it. Don't stop. Don't think that I got it. Don't stop. Continue to build your relationship more and more and walk in it, in the fullness and in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. Holiness is not a bad word. It's a very good word. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for it. But we want to encourage you, whatever it is that God has called you to do. Remember, God made the plan, so don't be surprised where you end up or how it works. But He has given you the anointing and His spirit to accomplish the task. Now we're reading Numbers 6:24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this Jude, I'm sorry. Oh my God. I was bemoaning a young pastor got caught up in a situation, and I was just kind of praying for them. Jude, the Lord is so good, He brought this to my mind. That now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. But remember this, now unto Him, glory be to God that is able to keep you from falling. Ha! Glory be to your name, Almighty God, now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling. If you stay in Him and His word abide in you, hallelujah, He's able to keep you from falling, hallelujah. Bless His name, saint. He is able. He is able, but you got to stay in His word. You got to abide in Him. Hallelujah. You got to surrender to Him. Hallelujah. And He's able to keep you from falling. He's able to keep you from yielding to temptation. Glory be to His name. Our God is holy, righteous. He is the only true and living God, and he's able to do it. But you have a part too, and don't you forget it. Hallelujah. Bless his name. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Bless the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Step in it. Hallelujah. Step in it. Hallelujah. And rest. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is in me. Until the appointed time, the set time for us to meet again, I bid you God's love and his peace. In Yeshua's mighty name, you heal, you're blessed. We rebuke the spirit of poverty. Hallelujah. Fear and doubt in Yeshua's matchless, mighty, holy name. Amen. Hallelujah.